Today's episode is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Josh, and today we're discussing the back-to-school sales tax holiday coming up. I have Phil Chai with our tax policy department.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
So, Phil, why is this sales tax holiday the most popular?
Well, Josh, the back-to-school sales tax holiday has been around for about 12 years. The holiday affects a lot of Texans who are stocking up on school supplies before the new school year.
And what types of items can be purchased tax-free during this time?
During the sales tax holiday, you can purchase most clothing, footwear, school supplies, and backpacks that are priced less than $100 tax-free. This means that individual items must be under $100 before tax to be eligible.
How much do I save during the sales tax holiday weekend?
Well, Josh, shoppers generally save about $8 on every $100 that they spend.
Now, to take advantage of this sales tax holiday, do I have to purchase qualified items in person?
No. To participate, people can just purchase qualified items in person, online, over the phone, or even by mail.
Perfect. You mentioned earlier, most clothing and footwear are exempt. Can you give me a little more information?
So basically, retailers are not required to collect state and local sales tax on most footwear and clothing sold for less than $100.
There it is again, most footwear and clothing. Can you give me an example?
Sure thing. So cross trainers, sandals, running shoes, and dress shoes are exempt during the weekend. Most clothing is also exempt as long as each article is less than $100.
All right, that makes sense. What are examples of items not exempt during this holiday?
That's a great question, Josh. So items that are not exempt are special clothing or footwear that is primarily designed for athletic activity or use, or is not normally worn except for when used during an athletic activity.
Can you give me some examples of that?
Sure. Taxable clothing can include football pads, hockey gloves, and baseball gloves, just to name a couple examples.
Well, what about some examples of shoes?
Some examples of non-exempt shoes during the sales tax holiday include ballet shoes, baseball or football cleats, and golf shoes, just to name a few examples.
Got it. Let me run through some examples with you. During this holiday, I plan to purchase two pairs of shoes for my niece. One pair are tennis shoes for $89.99, and the other pair are dress shoes for $39.99. Do I only get one pair exempt? How does that work?
Actually, Josh, there's no limit on the qualified shoes or clothing items that you can purchase. For your situation, you have two qualifying items that are both less than $100.
Well, that's great. But what if I find her shoes that are $129? Do I get the first $99 tax-free and then owe sales tax on the remainder?
Unfortunately, the shoes priced at $129 will not qualify. They're not exempt because the sales price is more than $99.99.
Now, something new my niece has been talking about is a clothing subscription. She pays $49.99 per month, and she's able to have unlimited clothing rentals. Is something like that exempt?
This is actually becoming very popular. Even though the subscription is less than $100, the sales tax holiday doesn't extend to clothing or footwear rentals.
All right. What other items does the exemption not extend to?
The exemption does not apply to clothing or shoe alterations, which include embroidery or cleaning services. It also doesn't apply to accessories such as jewelry, handbags, purses, luggage, umbrellas, watches, and other similar items.
Now, I heard you say purses are not qualified. Well, my niece carries a super large purse to carry her books for college. Does that purse not qualify?
Unfortunately, Josh, the purse's use makes no difference since the purses themselves are not qualifying items. Now, if she switched to a backpack, that item would qualify.
Are you talking about a specific type of backpack?
So any backpack that is priced less than $100 and is sold for use by elementary and secondary students.
What about backpacks with wheels?
The exemption includes backpacks with wheels only if they can be worn on the back like a traditional backpack. The backpack exemption also includes messenger bags.
Is there a limit on the backpacks you can buy?
A maximum of 10 backpacks can be bought tax-free at one time without giving an exemption certificate to the seller.
What about school supplies?
School supplies priced less than $100, such as binders, crayons, notebooks, pens, can be bought tax-free during this weekend.
Is there a limit on how many school supplies I can buy?
No, Josh. The only qualified item with a quantity limit is a backpack, as we previously mentioned. Anyone can buy an unlimited amount of supplies tax-free without an exemption certificate, unless you're purchasing these items on a business account.
What does someone need to provide if they're purchasing qualified items on their business account?
If you're buying items using a business account, you must give the retailer an exemption certificate certifying that the items that are being purchased for use by an elementary or secondary school student.
What about layaways?
Good one, Josh. Buying a qualified item under a layaway plan qualifies for an exemption if the customer places the item on layaway during the holiday or makes the final payment during the holiday.
Let's say they run out of one of the items I was going to buy during the tax-free weekend and they give me a rain check. Does that mean that I owe tax when I do purchase the product?
Rain checks qualify for exemption only if the actual purchase is made during the sales tax holiday.
Got it. So where can I find a full list of qualifying items?
Just visit our website, comptroller.texas.gov, and search for sales tax holiday. On our sales tax holiday homepage, you can find links for the list of qualifying items.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Phil, for talking with me today.
And thanks for having me.
And thank you to our listeners for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Keep checking back on our Tax Training Resources webpage for more episodes on tax breaks and other useful information available on our website, comptroller.texas.gov. Until next time, y'all have a great day.